Our sermon today is based on a reading from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 5. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin, the palace of aliens, a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you, for you have been a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm, and a shade from the heat. When the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, the noise of foreigners like heat in a dry place, you subdued the heat with the shade of clouds. The song of the ruthless was stilled. Thank you, God, for being with us through all these circles and storms and challenges of life. Well, I'm going to say it straight up. I hate winter. Can I get an amen? Well, more precisely, I hate cold weather. I love seeing the snow fall, especially if I'm inside, safe and warm, preferably under an electric blanket or beside a nice blazing fire. But I hate when winter just hangs around and hangs around. I went to college in Rockford, Illinois, which is 90 miles west of Chicago and is one of the coldest places in the entire United States. I'm not exaggerating. Rockford College was situated outside of town on a prairie. And let me tell you, when that cold winter wind came whipping across campus, whew, it burned, literally. Even when I was all layered up with jeans and sweats and long johns, I would still find windburn on my legs when I got back to my dorm. The old timers called the winter wind the hawk because it would wail and screech like a hawk outside the window. I get shivers just thinking about it. You may hear me complain about summer heat in a while, but I will complain about winter all the time. What use is cold? What use is snow? Well, of course, I know winter has its place in the cycle of seasons. And living here in New Mexico, I've come to realize that snow is good for something more than skiing. It moisturizes the ground and helps it stay protected against fire. And we've seen enough fire these past few years, thank you. A long, dark, cold winter makes you appreciate the warmth and brightness of spring that much more when it finally gets here. When I read the line in today's scripture that says the blast of the ruthless was like a winter rainstorm, I can actually picture it and feel it. I'm sure we've all experienced winter storms like that. Relentless, wrathful, pounding and hounding. The hawk howling full force, shaking windows and doors and souls. I'm sure we have all come through times like that. And yet the prophet Isaiah is cool, calm, and collected, and unaffected in the midst of his winter storms because he trusted in the power of God to protect him. Although the wind howled and raged outside, although the night seemed to get darker and darker and colder, Isaiah did not let the ferocious storm daunt him. His trust in God required patience, but it certainly paid off. The song of the ruthless was stilled at last, and Isaiah and the people of Israel could sing a new song of deliverance and perseverance. They could sing again of summer and warmth and light. I like that word refuge. It makes me think of solid walls that keep the cold at bay. In the Bible, God commanded the Israelites to create cities of refuge in the new land, places where people who had killed someone else inadvertently could flee to for protection from those relatives who sought vengeance. The killers were safe as long as they stayed in the city of refuge. After the death of the high priest, the slayer could return to their property, but if they ever went outside the bounds of the city of refuge before the high priest died and were then found by the avenger of blood and killed, no blood guilt would be incurred. David sang, God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my savior. You save me from violence. God is a shield for all who take refuge in God. Happy are all who take refuge in God. Let all who take refuge in God rejoice. Other psalmists rejoiced in God as a refuge, as David did too. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until the destroying storms pass by. And they will pass by, because that is the promise we receive from God, that winter will transition into spring, and the cold and the darkness will segue into warmth and light just when we need them most. In the midst of the storm, we can and we should and we will glorify God. Let your praise snowball during the snowfall. So now we've come to the end of our examination of the Zia symbol, the sacred insignia of the Zia Pueblo people. But the Zia symbol encompasses more than just the seasons, the times of day, the four directions, and the four stages of life. It symbolizes the connection between the physical and the spiritual worlds. The Zia Pueblo people believed everything in life has a purpose and is connected to something greater than itself. The four seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter, represent the cycles of life. They symbolize the different stages of growth, change, and renewal that occur throughout the year. The four times of day, morning, noon, evening, and night, symbolize the passage of time and the need to appreciate and make the most of each moment. The Zia Pueblo people believed in the importance of embracing each stage of life and learning from the experiences each one brings, and appreciate the progression from one stage to the next. Overall, the Zia symbol is a powerful representation of the religious and spiritual beliefs of the Zia Pueblo people. It serves as a reminder of their values, their teachings, and their obligations. The symbol reminds them to honor their connection to the natural world, to embrace the cycles of life, to live in the present, and to value the wisdom that comes with age. Thus, it is a sacred symbol that holds deep meaning and significance for the Zia Pueblo people and is a source of inspiration and guidance for their daily lives. It can hold meaning and significance for us too, for we find encompassed in the Zia symbol the essence of God. For the Zia Pueblo people, the Zia symbol is part of the heart, the mind, the body, and the spirit. Another interpretation of the Zia symbol is that it represents the four sacred obligations of the Zia people. These obligations are to be strong in body, mind, and spirit, to be kind and compassionate toward others, to be respectful of the natural world, and to embrace and honor the traditions and customs of their ancestors. We are reminded that God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has charged us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to take care of each other. God, from the very beginning, has asked us to be caretakers of the earth along with God. After God created the first human beings, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." We have to be careful how we interpret the word subdue and have dominion. God did not intend for us to destroy the earth or take advantage of all the rich resources God placed upon it and in it for our good use. We are to love the earth and respect it and take care of it. And lastly, God has given us definite rituals of remembrance and customs that we have received from our spiritual ancestors. The Israelites had special feasts and holy days that reminded them of the way God took care of them, such as the Passover, which helped them remember their escape from slavery in Egypt, the night when the angel of death passed over their houses and Moses led the people into freedom. For us, most notably, we have the sacred feast, the Eucharist, communion, that reminds us of Jesus Christ, who was in the beginning with God, who came to this earth to give us direction and inspiration and to help us fulfill our sacred obligations to God. The Zia symbol is a sun that points to the Son of God, who came to tell us about God's plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth, and to bring them together to him. It is so, and it is good. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the journey we have taken around the Zia symbol. Bless the Zia Pueblo people for their understanding of the harmony of the world, for helping us see how all things are connected to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. May we too fulfill our sacred obligations to keep ourselves strong in body, mind, and spirit, to be kind and compassionate toward others, to be respectful of the natural world, and to embrace and honor the traditions and customs of our ancestors. We honor and glorify you in all that we do. Amen.